gentlemen, ready when you are.
We saw how happy and excited you were when you got told you were going to be playing.
Yep.
What was the actual debut?
Really exciting. Obviously when I got told I was pretty happy, but just to be out there with the boys yesterday and have such a good win. We're all so close here at the club, so it was just a pretty special day.
Did you feel like you stepped in pretty seamlessly? Did you feel like that?
I guess it helps when you've got great teammates around you. The boys made it pretty easy for me. Just said, go in, have fun, play your role, and just don't change anything in your game and just keep being aggressive. And we had Jasper down there and Paul Stewart and even Westhoff down there at times, and it makes it easier for you when you've got those leaders around you that can help you.
What was the main thing that you found different about that level compared to the sample?
Initially, probably just the speed and how a mistake can translate into a goal. So it's just about adjusting early, and I think as a team we're really good from the outset, and probably just that initial adjustment to the speed of the game was the big thing.
What about the size of some big blokes down there for Collingwood?
Yeah, definitely. Bigger bodies, and you know they've played a lot of footy, so you respect every one of the opposition players out there. So that was another thing as well.
I think your mum, they showed a phone call where you called your mum and she said, you're going to have to get a lot of tickets. Did you manage to get a few tickets to all the people that you wanted to get there?
So I stayed out of the ticket stuff, really. I just let mum and dad and Chris Davies handle all that. But everybody got down, aunties and uncles and stuff, and it was a good day.
And what about afterwards, the moment where you're in the circle and the boys are, giving their Gatorade shower or whatever? That must be a bit of fun.
Yeah, it was just a really good feeling. Just like I said before, just a special day with a lot of special blokes. And like I said, we're good mates, and it's just really good to get a win. Good team performance.
Sorry, how much does your first taste of it make you hungry to have more?
Yeah, it definitely makes me hungry. And I guess in a team perspective at the moment, we're 6-5, so we're all hungry at the moment to keep playing well. And I'm just looking to do my bit for the team and just keep playing my role and see where it takes us as a group.
That's your first game, but you talked about how close everyone is. Do you think the club, the players, got their mojo back a bit just with performances in the last couple of weeks?
I think as a club, we've always got that confidence going into games, and we're all close. It's just about finding that consistency from quarter to quarter and game to game, and I think we're starting to build on that, and we're just trying to keep that going week to week, so we're not looking too far. We've got Bulldogs this week, so just keep looking to that.
And what about the Doggies, a fellow top eight? Well, I know you guys are just out, but one of those sides that are in the top eight, how much of a test and how important to stand up against a good side at home?
Yeah, it is important. Hopefully we get a good crowd this week, and I'm sure they'll support us. They were really good in Melbourne yesterday. It is a big game, and like every other game is, and we're just going to take it in our stride. And I'm sure if everybody plays their role like we did yesterday, we'll go all right.
What kind of feedback did Kenny give you about how you went yesterday?
I haven't spoken to him too much, but he was just happy that I played my role. That's all that he asked me to do, is just come in and just fill that key position defender role. So I'm sure he would have been happier with it, I guess. But in saying that, it's just one game, and I can't look too hard at it. So it's just one game. We're going to keep building.
Who's helped you behind the scenes, mate?
Yeah, so I've had a few players help me. In particular, Tom Jonas has been really big for me. He's pretty much my mentor at the club, and along with Jack Homshin, Bobby Carlisle, they've really helped me out. Just to get me into that transitioning stage from Sandford to AFL is a big thing, and the development of my body and getting up to AFL standard has been a big thing, and all those guys have played a part in that, as well as Shuey Cochran and Jacob Surgeon, those development coaches.
All right. What else? All good. Thanks.